Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Returning to Donegal once again as more funerals take place in the aftermath of the Queeslaw explosion last Friday afternoon. President Michael D. Higgins is there today to meet with the bereaved and injured and to pay his respects at funerals, including at the service for James O'Flaherty, which is taking place in the West Donegal Gaeltacht parish of Na Deira Beaga as we speak. Addressing the congregation from the altar, An Tathar Brian O'Farrey spoke about the special relationship between James and his son Hamish.
And in speaking with Tracy and Hamish, I've learned that James was a truly amazing father, and that he read to Hamish every night. Help me out here, I forget the name of it. Going Solo. That was it. That was the last book that you were reading. Every night a few pages of that book was read.
An Tathar O'Farrey went on to say how united they were as a family.
James lived for Hamish and for Tracy. He was fully committed to both of you. And you were inseparable as a family. Everything that James did was for both of you. And he always held Tracy's hand, always there with you. And Kangal Gra Ganskilu.
Lovely words there from An Tathar Brian O'Farrey. And our reporter John Cook is there. John, another very emotional funeral service this morning.
Heart-wrenching scenes here, Claire, at Shapewell Nave Muira, Na Deira Beaga in West Donegal. This Gaeltacht community is the home church of James O'Flaherty's wife Tracy and her family, the O'Donnells, because the 48-year-old engineer was originally from Sydney, Australia. Family members are gathered here present today, but his brother is watching remotely from America, we were told. And sadly, we were also told about how Hamish, age 12, is a courageous and brave young boy. He was with his dad at Lafferty's shop on Friday afternoon in the car while James went to pay for the petrol, telling him he'd be back in a minute. Thankfully, Hamish was saved. 12-year-old Hamish and his mother Tracy were in the hearse alongside the coffin of James O'Flaherty as they made that final journey from their home in Dunfanaghy here to Na Deira Beaga via Gortahurk and Gweedore on this very sad final journey. Sympathies have been offered to James O'Flaherty's wife Tracy and son Hamish and their extended family by President Michael D. Higgins. They waited outside as President Higgins arrived in a blacked out minibus here at the church. He's offering the condolences of the state here to the people of Queeslaw as well later today, because there are more funerals to come. And there have been some really poignant moments in the homily there from An Tathar Brian O'Farrey, talking about the Roald Dahl book Flying Solo. It was the last book that Hamish and his dad James were reading together. They read a couple of pages each night. They'd lovely holidays together, we were told, in Legoland recently. An Tathar Brian O'Farrey holding up pieces of Lego that young Hamish gave him at the home the other day. He's making those pieces of Lego as I speak right now into the sign of a cross, into, he says as well, the initials of H for Hamish, or J for James, his dad. And he's telling the congregation here and young Hamish that even though a box of Lego can be overwhelming to know what to do with it, there are instructions to get you through it. No instructions for grief like this, he said, but hopefully the pieces can come together and sorrow and sadness can be transformed here for the people in Na Deira Beaga today and in Queeslaw, where President Higgins will attend funerals later on today for Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan. More of these very sad funerals to come here in northwest Donegal today, Claire.
John, thank you very much. John Cook there reporting from Shapewell Nave Muira in Deira Beaga in Donegal.